good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is a live broadcast of the Outdoorsman Radio Show right here on WCBM 680, which also translates into our phone number. Yes, just dial 1-800-OUTDOORSMAN. No, that's not right. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. And that's toll-free from anywhere in Maryland outside the Baltimore dialing area. Now, if you're local, somewhere local, or you want to, you know, use your cell phone, obviously, you can dial 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 to reach us here. And today is the final day of the October drawing for the muzzleloader. So somebody at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new CVA Optima muzzleloader from the fine folks at Connecticut Valley Arms, CVA.com, if you'd like to look online. Now, I've been working with folks at CVA for many years, something like 10 years, and giving their muzzleloaders away. I've also been using their products, so I don't give something away that I don't use. And I was able to take a deer during the early muzzleloader season with my CVA, which happens to be an Acura mountain rifle. Purchased this gun last year. I put a nice scope on it. And optics, in my opinion, are usually more important than the firearm because you've got to be able to see your target and be able to aim properly and make sure that your firearm is accurate. So no scope goes with the muzzleloader, but I would recommend, finding a nice quality scope somewhere to put with your muzzleloader so that you can be accurate and make sure that the deer doesn't escape with a wound of some kind that, you don't want to happen. So that's one. That's the muzzleloader contest. Number two, Maryland Fishing Challenge is back. I think we've worked out a year-round agreement with the folks with the Maryland Fishing Challenge, with the Fisheries Service. So we're rocking and rolling. Number two. Three is it's the first day of youth waterfowl season. It is a special youth day today, and I think we have Randy on the phone in Cambridge. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you? It's Randy White. We've met several times.
Oh, sure. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. I just wanted to put some information out to your listeners. As you know, down here on the shore, coming up the week before Thanksgiving, we've got the Grand National Waterfowl Hunt.
Yes, I do.
I just wanted to get that information out. And another thing that I wanted to put out to you is that the Grand National this year has started a conservation fund.
Good.
We received a request from the refuge to assist them in planning Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge last year. And apparently the Department of Interior now has passed a bill that they're not going to plant any crops on any wildlife refuges. So as a
well, wait. Let's let wait, 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 wait. Let's say this correctly. They are not going to plant any genetically modified organisms, which includes most corn that is grown in this country.
Correct.
They are not allowing any GMO products to be planted.
Correct. And as a part of that, they're also not using any chemicals or any fertilizer.
Correct.
Anybody that knows anything about agricultural production, that means that they're not going to get a very good crop.
That's correct. So let's back up here. Let's really discuss this issue because I know about this issue. We've gotten our lobbyists involved in that to a little degree. What I know about that is that no GMOs. We cannot get support from Maryland to do anything about that because it is a federal property. However, we are working with folks in the forest industry who brought this to our attention. We've already been in touch with Ducks Unlimited, who are perplexed about this whole thing. And we've proposed a couple of things to help mitigate that on Blackwater because Blackwater is such a huge staging area for waterfowl here on the Atlantic Flyway, correct?
Correct.
So, continue, please.
So, anyway, when we were approached by the refuge,
Right.
I being the hunt coordinator for the Grand National, I thought it was a very good idea to promote a conservation fund. Well, we met last week, and the discussion came up that we should continue to fund, even though we shouldn't be funding the refuge to start with, because the seed that we provided, they didn't fertilize. They didn't use any kind of chemicals to keep it weed-free, so therefore they had very, if you go down and look at the corn crop right now, they had very little corn crop. But
right.
what we are going to start doing now, and, you know, we are a 501c3.
Right.
And anybody that wants to make a tax-deductible donation to this fund can do so.
Well, here's what I need, Randy, here's what I need you to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
I need you to contact me by email.
Absolutely.
My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
All right. Quite frankly, when you call the radio show, this is a platform to share information like that. And, it's okay that you ask for that, and it's the Grand National and that type of thing. But my policy is I don't like to be ambushed.
Okay.
I didn't
call it an ambush.
No, I understand. No. I'm not saying that, but I'm just telling you what the policy is. So
right.
You and I have a discussion ahead of time about what you want to say,
okay.
Especially when it comes to involving our audience and reaching out for funds or, an event or something like this. We
right.
can work together.
Okay.
And I want you to know, Randy, that I'd like you to also take a look at the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org. We are looking at this issue, and I don't want to work at cross purposes with you. If you have a mechanism there where we can figure out what to do to put crops back on the National Wildlife Refuge there at Blackwater, we want to hear from you.
Okay.
And let's work together.
Absolutely.
And use all the resources of everybody to see what we can do on that.
Absolutely.
How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
You know, I don't know if you know it or not. I shot the Grand National a few years back.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I did. Wilford Brimley was there, and trying to think who else was there. Wilford Brimley and Jim Zumbo was there that year.
Correct.
I understand that Vice President Cheney will be there this year.
Yes, he will.
I did at one point when I was hunting on the on the chop tank there at Howell Point with an outfitter one time. I shot a duck that was a scruncher, had a tag on it, a band on it, and the guide said, "Uh-oh." I said, "What?" He said, "You just shot one of Cheney's ducks." apparently there's a farmer down there that has an RSA that where Cheney liked to frequent, and I apparently shot one of the guy's ducks, so I've kept that ban. Yeah, so maybe I'll attach it to a picture of the vice president and ask him to sign it for me. So,
right, right.
But yeah. So anyway, Randy, yes, let's work together on this and see what we can do as far as funding doing some kind of funding for the refuge crops. What do you think?
It sounds good to me, Al.
Yeah. Did you write my email address down?
Yes, I did. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
And while you're on the line, when we're ready to hang up here, I'll reconnect you with our producer, and he can write your email address down. And I think he's already got your phone number, right?
Correct, yep.
Very good. Let's work together on that, Randy.
All right, Alan, we'll do, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate the call. There goes Randy. And we're going to get his email address. We've talked about that just this week. There have been meetings on this issue. And it came up because of another issue that's taking place in Dorchester County, which has to do with the Harriet Tubman project. And a lot of the Harriet Tubman property is adjacent to Blackwater. And they don't know, and we're trying to find out, and we will get a policy and we will get an answer on whether or not the area that's set aside for the Harriet Tubman property down in Dorchester County, 2,500 acres, that's a lot of acreage, is going to be a national park or what designation that is going to be, and if there's going to be farming allowed on that. And if there is farming allowed, is the same policy going to translate into you know, this no GMO crop? Is that going to translate into the Harriet Tubman property? So, I mean, it's definitely an issue for farmers. You know, farmers plant crops for yield. And right now, the corn yield is tremendous. I mean, it was a great year for corn. Prices plummeted, and, you know, the farmers got a great amount of bushels per acre, which is how they figure it out. Well, on Blackwater Refuge, there was farmers who have contracts to farm on Blackwater Refuge. Now that this new policy has come into effect against genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and it has to do with some pesticides that are built into the seeds that they've some have speculated are harmful to bees, and you know, the decline of the honeybee population in the world. That and you know, the question is, are they harmful to humans and all this? And there's all kinds of environmental debate about that. But the point is that under this administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a policy that says no GMOs on federal refuge land. Now, they stopped in Delaware, I believe, a year or 2 years ago. They stopped putting them on the Bombay Hook, which is another huge wildlife refuge area. And the policy goes into effect, I think, nationwide in 2015. So Blackwater, being the staging area that it is for huge, huge flights of geese and other waterfowl in Maryland because of the huge acreage, then, you know, that concerns the hunting community. What are we doing? You know, what are we going to do about it? So we've got the, we've reached out to organizations like Ducks Unlimited, who's aware of the problem. And, you know, how do you fight environmental companies or environmental groups that have the ear of the federal government and who is in their court? Don't know. So we're working on that. Another reason to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org, please. And you can join and support the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Now, that's one issue that we're involved with. Let's talk a little bit here about our sponsors for our first break. And that call kind of, well, that was great. All right, the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You know, that's underway. It's been underway since Labor Day. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. And you know what? Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall, right now, a great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes, the rivers. All manner of fish load up on calories for winter. Trout and walleyes and northern pike in the west to largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river system and local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there, too. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland award-sized fish, certify your catch at an angler award center and enter online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local Angler Award Center. That would be your where you get your fishing license. Or check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hey, what happened there? Am I still on? What are you shaking your hand at me for? What? No. I'm going to do Chesapeake Outdoors, but you interrupted me. Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. Our buddies at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located exit 39B. That is Dominion Road. That's right off Route 50 East when you cross the Bay Bridge. That phone number there is 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, if you need any kind of bow or crossbow for the season, they've got it. Muzzle loaders, of course. Firearms. Mossberg, great firearms by Mossberg for waterfowl. They carry the H&R single shot shotguns for deer that so many people love here in Maryland, and any other firearm that you could need one or imagine. They carry Drake and Under Armour clothing, a full line of decoys, and the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Oh, did you catch that? Wow, that was a big sneeze, wasn't it? Right in the middle of the commercial. Wow, I didn't even reach up there and grab the button. But I'll tell you what, you'll remember that commercial for Chesapeake Outdoors, won't you? Why not stop by and tell them that Sneezy sent you? Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for hunters and anglers on the Eastern Shore. 410-604-2500, exit 39B Dominion Road, right off Route 50.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Baum products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Baum for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Corn Holer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. It also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name. Serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that could be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Baum retailer, order online at buckbaum.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Baum blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Baum.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Three dog night there for you. How about that? Let's talk to Don in Baltimore. Morning, Don. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, Alan. Hey, have you taken notice in the past, how many years, that there's no more flocks of blue jays migrating?
You know, I haven't really paid attention. I know there's a lot of blue jays out there. I mean, there are a ton of blue jays everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I don't know about the big flocks that used to come by.
Really? That's I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about lots of blue jays everywhere I go. I've got more blue jays at my house now than I had 25 years ago. And and everywhere I go, I was in Howard County on a managed hunt on Thursday morning, October 30th, and blue jays everywhere. And every time something moved in the woods, the blue jays would sound off, you know? Cecil County, same way, sitting in the tree stand, you hear blue jay. We had a hawk eating, I don't know, a bird or a chipmunk on a log about, I don't know, 50 yards from the stand on the early muzzleloader season. And I think it was a Cooper's hawk, but I can't be sure. But it had caught something, and it was sitting on a log eating it, and the blue jays were just going insane. And eventually, the hawk just took off, and squirrels went crazy, and you know how things do in the woods when something alarms them. But I had a fox come through the other day. I had a deer go by. I had a fox come through, and the blue jays just, you know, they sound off on every little thing in the woods. So I know to pay attention to them, because when they start sounding alarmed, that could be a deer coming by. And in my situation, maybe one out of every 10 or 20 times, it is a deer. You know, when you hear the blue jays starting to squawk, and you start looking around, you pay attention, and it wakes you up.
So, sure it does.
Yeah. So.
How about butterflies?
Butterflies are in danger. Monarch butterflies are in danger, and nobody seems to know why, you know. There's a lot of talk out there about that. I don't see near as many butterflies as I saw as when I was a kid, when I used to catch them and collect them, you know. But I do see occasionally see a tiger swallowtail or black swallowtail or something like that. I see plenty of sulfurs out there. But the other butterflies that you used to see around, the monarchs and all those, they're hard to find these days.
See, I'm an old fisherman hunter, and
yep.
Gang of us guys, we go. We got some young guys with us.
Yeah,
we're trying to teach them.
Yeah,
and that said, we haven't saw the flocks of blue jays anymore, or the butterflies, and they ask questions.
Yeah,
and we try to answer them, but. You claim you see the blue jays, but yeah, the butterflies, and you know they go all the way from here to Mexico.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know that. Yep.
And like up in the mountains, I hunt Green Ridge quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then they go all distance, and the wind catches them, blows them back, and the kids say, "Well, how do they get down there? The wind blows them away." Them to go.
Yeah, they got a radar system that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Don, I appreciate the call, buddy.
Hey, thanks for the answer. Thanks a lot.
Well, I didn't give you much of one, but yeah, there seem to be plenty of blue jays. I don't know about the migrating flocks. Maybe we're not on their flight pattern anymore.
Okay.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, have a nice one.
All right, thank you, Don. See ya. There goes Don. Wes in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up, brother?
I wanted to share a black powder hunt. I took my two boys.
Yeah.
10 and 12 out on a black powder hunt last weekend. And we were sitting up on a hillside. And finally, towards the end of the day, we had a group of does come in. So my 12-year-old, he's telling the 10-year-old, get ready, you know, and got his gun up and everything, and well, the 12-year-old stands up to get a better shot. Well, lead deer seized him, then Sarah went up, and off they went. And oh, but just see the excitement on those boys' faces. This is, you know, they were all excited about these deer coming in. It was beautiful.
Yep. So, what was the result?
No shot. No, you know, but they, like I say, they got to see him. They came right in. A little while later, we had a fox come. I don't know, maybe 10, 15 yards from
them. Fox, to me, have always been lucky. I've been blessed by having foxes. When I see a fox, I just think that's so cool. On this hunt the other day, I had a deer get by me. It was on the ridge. I couldn't see it. The leaves were still so thick in Howard County where I was hunting on one of the county parks out there. And I heard the deer snort before I saw it. I didn't locate it till after about the second or third snort. Couldn't tell what it was because, again, I couldn't see it. I saw the tail go up. I saw, you know, a quick headshot. But I don't know. It was probably close enough to shoot, but it just didn't give me the shot. Well, a little while after it went by, the guy on one of the other stands shot. I don't think he got anything, but at least I don't think he did. Here comes a big, I mean a big, huge dog fox, you know, and he's walking along. He's just kind of moping along, you know, not paying any attention, lift his leg here, walk along, lift his leg there like they do. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I just let him go, you know. He was a big bugger. So, and I'd seen a huge fox in there last year when I was on the same stand and watched the smaller foxes just, you know, scatter when this big boy came out, and I think that was him. But he got about 25, 30 yards from me, and he just stood there, you know, looked around, and I admired him, and he didn't know I was there. So you have to end the hunt at 11 o'clock in the morning, so I'd just taken all the shells out of my gun. I was getting ready to unhook my safety harness and unhook my tree stand and slide down the tree. It was 1 minute till 11. And I looked over, and here comes a deer. And I'm like, uh-oh, all right. So I'm, you know, fumbling in my pocket. I'm trying to put a shell in the gun. And, you know, it's like, okay, if you're a doe or a big buck, you know, it's still 1 minute till 11. I'm still legal here. And he trotted right up to me. It turned out to be a three-point, a non-shooter, but big long spikes and a brow tine. And that sucker, I haven't only seen that one deer all morning. He walked up to me to like 10 yards and stood there like he didn't have a clue in the world. And I'm like, I wish you didn't have antlers on your head, or, you know, I wish you had a bigger set. But he didn't, so he got a free pass, and he just wandered off. Still never knew I was there, and that made my morning. So, you know.
He must have read the regulations.
He did read the regulations.
He really come close.
Yeah, I'm going to stand here till 2 minutes after 11, and then, you know, you can't shoot me. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. Well, good, Wes. You keep training those boys. Keep bringing them up in the hunting heritage, and we appreciate that.
You bet I'm going
to. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Tonight,
all right, buddy. See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Gunter. Good morning, Gunter. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. I just have a question. You mentioned GMO corn, and I like to eat corn, but I'm so afraid to eat that GMO corn. Is that all we get around here now?
That's pretty much all you get anywhere, yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it all depends on what your outlook is. It's genetically modified.
Yeah, and I'm not going to eat it.
Okay.
But I have another question. You remember years ago, I don't know how long, it's been, time goes by so fast.
Sure.
When they terrorized these farmers who raised animals for pelts.
Yes.
And they were terrorized, and some of them really driven out of business.
And they still do.
And now, what's the matter with those people? How come they're not going over the GMOs?
They are.
They are?
No, absolutely. That you wouldn't believe. The reason that the GMO crops were banned is because an environmental group filed a lawsuit.
Yeah, but
a radical environmental group filed a lawsuit.
Maybe I didn't say it right, but how about the groups who were fighting, terrorizing these farmers?
Yeah, the Animal Liberation Front,
yeah.
The animal rights activists. I know who you're talking about.
How come they're not going after the GMOs, which are bait for the whole country?
They don't care. It's not their issue.
Isn't that awful?
Well, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what these groups do, okay?
Yeah.
They put out straw man, red herring, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
They throw out an argument that goes like this. You know, there are millions of little puppies and kittens that don't make it in this country. But we can help you help the kitties and puppies. Because, you know, why does my owner kick me? Why don't I have water in my dish? Well, just send us a lot of money and we'll fix that. Okay?
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the coin, like the Humane Society of the United States right here in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we need to start a nationwide campaign to ban all lead in all hunting ammunition.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that way that hunters will have to pay more and they won't be able to afford to go hunting, and then we'll get people out of the hunting ranks and we'll drive them out with the price, and then we'll save the animals that way. You know, so, you know, hey, after taxes, we have to use our $120, $150 million for something. So let's go against hunters. So they're not going to go against GMOs because the environmental people are going to go against GMOs. And again, now it's the bees. Okay. We don't know if the pesticide that is contained in some of these, you know, they call them Roundup Ready crops and things like that. If, if some of these pesticides are actually harmful to bees. Okay. It's kind of like the DDT argument. Okay. And what is, what was it with apples? Alar on apples. Okay. We don't really know how harmful some of these things are, but if you can make a campaign out of it and raise enough money, by appealing to the gullible citizens of the United States, you know, like the you know, the little kittens and puppies that are abused and that type of thing. well, then you can raise enough money to advance your cause, and you can raise enough money to hire a lawyer and advance your cause in the courts, and that's what these groups do.
Yeah.
Some of the background information is very interesting on how this all happened. And we sit out here, you know, not even paying attention as we are wont to do, because all we want to do is go hunting. All we want to do is go fishing. We just want fish to be there when we fish for them, and deer to be there, and waterfowl to be there when we hunt them. And, you know, as far as the rest of the world goes by, hey, we don't care how they got here, just so they're here when, you know, when we show up.
Well, I mean, the government getting away with so much, like, the Food and Drug Administration, the head of it, I don't know whether that same guy is still there. He used to work for Monsanto.
Yeah.
So they pass everything. Oh, it's okay.
I understand. I understand, Gunter. It's a skewed system, and you got to pay attention. But my main concern right now is for what's happening to our hunting heritage and our privileges here in Maryland.
Yeah.
And the people that think that they know better than the people that manage our wildlife in a scientific manner. So that's why several of us got together and formed the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we're doing good things for wildlife. We're doing good things for the hunters.
Well, the people don't understand that if it wasn't for the hunters, the deer population would not be there as it is now.
If it wasn't for the American system of conservation funding, there would be a lot of animals that would be out of existence.
Yeah.
Think about the market hunting for canvasback ducks and bufflehead ducks and other ducks.
Oh, I understand. I'll benefit from it.
Sure.
I'm getting all that nice meat.
there you go. Exactly. So, all right, Gunter, appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Well, look, that brings something up. What do you think about a hunter's rally in Annapolis? What do you think about that? I'm asking for your opinion here from all our listeners now this morning. A hunter's rally in Annapolis. What do you think? What if we invited all the hunters and trappers in Maryland to go to Annapolis one day for a couple hours and say to the General Assembly, you know, we're 100,000 strong in this state and we vote. Do you know we contribute over $266 million to Maryland's economy? That's what hunting seasons do. Do you know that hunting in Maryland equals 4,500 jobs in Maryland? Did you know that? And by the way, we're united, and we vote. Well, it's my pleasure to announce Blazing Camo Day. A hunter's rally in Annapolis. Mark your calendars 3 months from now, Thursday, February 5th, 2015. It's only going to be from 9 to 11 at the State House in Annapolis. We're going to ask you to meet at the Naval Academy parking lot. Be there by 8:30. Then we'll walk to the State House and we'll greet the lawmakers when they enter the session. They'll be done about 11 o'clock, and so will we. When they come out of session, they'll see us that we're still there. And we can wave to them and say hi and see if they greet us. We're going to ask you to wear your blaze cap and your camouflage, your blaze orange cap and your camouflage. Please, no firearms, no knives, no bows and arrows, no weapons of any kind. We want to remind our General Assembly our new lawmakers, the ones that are going to be elected on Tuesday with about a 40% turnover in the members of the General Assembly. We want to let the new General Assembly know that we hunt, we vote, and we're united. This is a project of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You can call for more information or email me. You can email me at info@mdhuntingcoalition.org or at Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. And we're in the very, very tentative planning stages right now, but we do have an application. We have a date and a time, and we want to join as many hunters as can hear the sound of my voice here in Maryland to get with your local clubs and get your buses and get your carpools together and head to Annapolis on Thursday, February 5th for Blaze and Camo Day, a hunter's rally in Annapolis 2015. We'll do it first time, and we'll see if we can make it a tradition from there on out and let the lawmakers know, pay attention to us, brothers. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Hey, waterfowl season's right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it's Youth Waterfowl Day today. And I want to remind you that Clyde Sport Shop is your Browning headquarters, and the hottest lick from Browning right now is the new A5. That's right, the hump is back. The humpback Browning, the A5 is back, and they're hard to get. But Clyde's has them. They have some in 3-inch, and they have a few in 3.5-inch, and you might want to stop by and check that out, even place your order if you want. The new A5 has a 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee from Browning. That's right, and it is the hot lick. It's a recoil-operated firearm, and Billy, the owner of Clyde's, Billy Blamberg, Clyde's brother, said it's the finest shotgun he's ever shot. He'll show you how to take it apart, how to clean it. It's very simple to operate, and you want one, and so do I. The new A5 from Browning. All Browning firearms, there's a rebate now on the A-Bolt 3, $100 rebate, which brings that gun down to just under $400 in the top deer caliber. So you might want to check out the full line of Browning products at Clyde Sports Shop, full gunsmithing services, scope mounting, bore sighting, and all the above. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer in Lansdowne, 242-6108, 410-242-6108. Fishermen, don't forget, you can get the weekly fishing report by calling Clyde Sports Shop Fishing Hotline at 247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde's Fishing Report. Clyde Sports Shop, go see him. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Now, you can hear 3 hours of The Great One, Mark Levin, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and he's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yeah, baby. Big F truck driving songs. I love them. Vince on Route 40. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. You were just talking about cheating in Annapolis.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's a good thing, but the bigger thing is we need to get people that are sportsmen and shooters and all that engaged in voting or whatever. I mean...
Well, exactly right, and we've been making that cry for a long, long time. If you don't have a vote, you don't have a voice.
Right. I mean, I went through all this with the gun stuff and SB-281 and all that, and I was making sure that my wife could go down. I thought women being there would make it more important than me. But
right. No.
And that's she went into one of the guys' offices, and there's 10 or 15 people there, and. The first thing they said,
are you registered to vote?
Registered to vote. And only like four of them raised their hand.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, okay, why don't you just take your pistol off, shoot yourself in the foot a couple times?
Well, exactly. Well, we had one lawmaker, well, several lawmakers that were fielding emails, all the emails that went to them. They all have the laptop computer right there at their desk in the General Assembly. Okay, so they read while nothing's going on or something's going on that they're not interested in or somebody's blathering on or whatever they're doing, they're checking their emails and they're getting all these letters of we're against Senate Bill 581, we're against Senate Bill 581, we're against Senate Bill 581, and they take the name of that person and they have the split screen there, they just enter it in the voter rolls. If the guy wasn't in the voter rolls, delete. Delete, delete. Fully half of the protest letters were from people who weren't registered to vote. Well, what's the point of writing to a politician, a lawmaker, when you don't have any skin in the game, when you can't make a decision whether or not that guy stays in office or not? That's what we do. They work for us. We elect them.
Right. I understand the whole thing.
I know you do, but a lot of our listeners don't. And, one of the lamest excuses I've ever heard is this. Well, if I register to vote, they're going to get me. They're going to call me to jury duty.
Right. That'd be part of being a citizen.
No, that's not quite correct, Vince. Yeah, are you driving right now?
Yes.
Is your driver's license in your pocket?
Yes.
They could call on you to to serve jury duty on your driver's license. You don't have to be registered to vote to serve on a jury.
That's what that whole lawsuit's about, right?
Exactly.
You got some people that were illegals and they didn't go to jury duty, but they were gone to vote.
Uh-huh.
So, which is another thing.
So the question is, are you coming to the Hunter's Rally in Annapolis on the 5th?
Well, I can try. If nothing else, I usually make sure my wife can go.
Well, there you go. All right. Well,
I got to work. That's one of the problems. The liberals, their job is harassing the government and the local people, whereas the people that work and make the money so that they can do that,
mm-hmm.
are working.
Understood.
Don't have much time.
Understood. I completely understand. Completely understand. So,
that are big business owners, they're concerned.
Okay. So, as a working man, a Thursday is bad for you. Even with 3 months' notice, like you've got right now, February 5th, 2015, it's a Thursday.
I understand. Okay. I could probably go.
All right. Well, we'll put that down as a good.
Hunter orange and all that fun stuff, right?
Just wear your camo, your hunter orange, wear your orange hat if you want. And we're working on that part of it, and this is the first announcement that we've made on it, of course. But it'll be in the Hunting Quarterly coming up here this week when we put that one out, and we hope we'll get a lot of response. You know, look, you get a hundred guys dressed in with orange caps walking down the streets of Annapolis, you're going to get some attention. You get 200, you're going to get a lot more attention. But if we load up 5 or 6 buses and head down there with 250, 300 people, the lawmakers are going to go, "What is this?" And they're going to know that the Maryland Hunting Coalition has a group of United Hunters from all across the state that are standing in their backyard on their doorstep, and that we're going to hold them accountable for their vote. Pretty simple.
Civil activism works. I mean, that's how the...
Hey, look, we're just getting together dressed in camo and blaze, and we're going for a walk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you remember, though, that they've talked about the Million Man March and all that. I think in D.C. about a year ago or a little more, there was a million motorcyclists.
I remember that, and got no attention, did they?
Right.
Yeah.
It was as if it never happened.
I know. Well, you know what? That's why I have a big mouth, and that's why I'm on the radio, because we're going to let people know that it's happening and it's going to happen, and we'll hope to motivate hunters across the state.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, as if Maryland goes much more communist, I'm going to probably end up leaving.
All right, Vince. I appreciate your comment. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Take care, man.
See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Vince. Don't forget to call on the muzzleloader contest. And next hour, we've got to talk about this because this is fast-breaking news. The announcement came out yesterday that the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission made a decision on the state of the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Coast striped bass. They came out for reductions in the harvest. And what it's – you want me to boil it down in as few words as possible here before the end of the break? I will. Here's what it's going to be. One fish over 36 inches in the spring, 2 fish over 20 in the summer. On the coast, 1 fish 28 inches and larger. Now, you can catch all you want, but that's what you can keep. And that will result in a 25% reduction in the harvest, and that comes on the heels of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission approving Addendum 4 for implementation in 2015. And that, for those of you involved in striped bass management, know exactly what that is. The rest of us that just go fishing, 1 fish over 36 in the spring season. Season dates remain the same. 1 fish over 28 instead of 2 on the coast. And in the summer season, where it used to be 2 over 18, now it's 2 over 20. And we'll talk more about that in the next hour if our calls go that way. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Look, I plan to be participate in the rally on Thursday, February the 5th. But
good.
I actually, that date isn't in stone, I actually think it would be better if you could make it Friday on the 6th, because then most people would just say, well, I'll take Friday off and have a longer weekend, but I'll be able to participate.
We're going on the advice of people that have far more experience at this type of thing than I do.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well.
We're trying for maximum effect. We're trying to meet with as many of the as members of the General Assembly that will see us and let them know that, you know, we already have an advocate. We already have a lobbyist engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition,
You need to support the organization so that we can make sure that we have a lobbyist, which is we did not. No hunter had a lobbyist in 2014.
I see.
And we got in trouble. Okay, so we hired one. We hired the best there is. We hired Bill Miles. And if you go on our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, you can read Bill's profile and his experience. I might even read it here on the air one day. But Bill has been actively engaged in Annapolis for over 30 years. So he knows what he's doing. He knows his way around the General Assembly. He knows who to talk to. And he's got the voice. He's got the ear. Let me put it that way. He's got the ear of the Sportsman's Caucus, which the Senate co-chairman is Senator Astle, and the House co-chairman is Senator Beitzel from Western Maryland. Both have pledged support for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we've got the political juice, hopefully, that we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. So,
yeah. Well, I'll be there. I just thought it would be better for most people, working people, to participate if they did it on a Friday.
I understand. That's why you're getting 3 months' notice. If it's that important, maybe you can put for a half a day off.
Okay. Well, I'll be there.
All right, Ross. Thanks, buddy. See you. Bye-bye. There's the music. JT, you're welcome to hold on through the news, or you can call back after the news. Politicians don't seem to work for us. No kidding. They get in office and do what they want. But I'd like to talk to you, so stay on the line or call back after the news. And it's time for me to say get out, stay safe, and we'll see you right on the other side of the news.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.